Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome my friend and colleague of many years, Gordon Chang, on the eve of the meeting between Xi Jinping and Donald T. Trump in Beijing. And the meeting is about trade, but then again, it involves the world as we inherit it from our grandfathers and fathers and China's long-anticipated contest with the United States. I say contest because it is neither a friendship nor an adversarial relationship. It's a mix of both often. Gordon, your anticipation of this conversation between the two leaders, they are both approaching this without a document to sign, to my knowledge, and with no clear boundaries as to what they can discuss. What are you looking for? What are you anticipating? Thank you, Gordon.
John, I think the most important topic, and certainly the most immediate one, will be the Iran war. China has been supporting the Iranian regime across the board with everything except for combat personnel. And I think President Trump is going to try to get the Chinese to stop that support. The president has threatened an additional 50% tariff on the goods of any country supporting Iran with weapons. China clearly has been. Trump has not imposed that tariff. And so I'd like to see how those discussions end up. I'm sure the Chinese are going to say that they won't support Iran just to appease Trump. And I'll see what his reaction is afterwards.
And as far as let's turn to the trade story by itself right now. The U.S. relationship with China has been dotted with anticipation and disappointment. The big one I remember is right before the pandemic. In 2020, yes, it was 2020, the election year, when the Chinese representatives arrived in the Oval Office with the so-called phase one of the trade. And then the pandemic hit and none of it was ever, or very little of it was ever acted upon. And I recall thinking, how is it that China can make an agreement and not follow through? Do we anticipate that could happen again in this meeting? Everybody nodding and acknowledging and agreeing to, and then nothing changing.
Well, sure. And let's go back to the phase one trade deal, because that not only had purchase commitments by China, which it didn't meet, but it also had self-enforcement mechanisms that the United States could employ. And neither the Trump administration nor the Biden administration used those self-enforcement mechanisms. And I think the Chinese see that and said, you know, how the United States is feeble because we obviously had an incentive to employ those mechanisms, which we negotiated and we didn't use. So I suspect that the Chinese will agree to almost anything, realizing they don't have to comply because we didn't comply the first time. And that's shame on us more than shame on the Chinese.
And when it comes to Chinese best practices, it's significant to me that the New York Times put above the fold for two columns a story within these last hours of blatant Chinese intervention in American government, a bribe to a member of a committee, a junior member of a committee, to anticipate conversations in the House of Representatives. It doesn't matter what the subject was. It was clearly the Times' opinion, and it had seen evidence from our surveillance agencies that a 10,000 every 2 weeks or 10,000 a week, cash money was being offered for information. The person involved took it to the authorities in the House of Representatives, and they went through it because they went along with it because they wanted to know what China wanted to know. But at the same time, this is a vivid story put on the front page of the major newspaper in America that China is is accustomed to cheating and cutting corners and stealing. Is that part of the conversation anymore, or do we just assume it when we meet with China that they don't have to follow rules the way we do?
That's a great question. And I think for many people, it is just the normal Chinese way of doing business. But yet these stories do gather attention. So I think it is news for many people in America. You know, we go back to the 2020 election. The New York Times was reporting about Chinese interference in the election itself. And yet we have sort of forgotten about it. So, yes, every time there are these new revelations, they do generate news. And I think that it is sort of like the drip, drip, drip. And eventually it will have an effect on the way Washington deals with China, but clearly not now. And I don't think it really affects Trump. I think Trump just sees that as a normal way of doing business. But I do hope he raises it when he is in Beijing.
The meeting between Xi Jinping is not the only significant detail that we have so far. On the plane with the president, we're told, will be the head of Tesla, also the head of SpaceX, the well-known Musk, and Steve Cook, the man who is retiring from his leadership of Apple, two major figures in American high tech. Not on board is the head of NVIDIA, strikingly. And the report went out of the way to say not on board is the strike, Jensen Huang. Is that significant, Gordon? Because of the three, Jensen Huang has the machine that everybody wants.
It is significant. Jensen Huang has been really influential on the Trump administration, getting them, for instance, in January to announce that they would issue export licenses for NVIDIA's H200 chip. But as we learned a couple weeks ago from Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, no sales, in fact, have been made. And I think that the issue here, and I'm just guessing, but I'm guessing that Jensen Huang understands that he will not be allowed to sell his most advanced chips, the Blackwells. Right. The Chinese insist on getting Blackwells. And so there's no point in ending up in a confrontation in the Chinese capital during the middle of this big hoo-ha.
A minor detail considering the scale of contest, but the so-called space race to the moon, that has weight here because it's magical and another generation of school children get to be excited the way we were once upon a time about rockets into space and imagining yourself as an astronaut. However, I don't understand where it is in the pantheon of Chinese ambitions. Getting to the moon, is that important to Xi Jinping, or is it just beating America that's important? How does he think about low Earth orbit, the Earth-Moon system, the idea of moving our civilization to other planets?
I think that it's critical to him for a couple of reasons. First of all, it is extremely important for the domination of the 21st century. But also, Xi Jinping is obsessed with beating the United States. Right. So it's not a question of whether going to the moon. It could be just a question of anything, you know, being able to make the best candy if it were thought to be a race with the United States. So it's both of those things. But getting to the moon is, I believe, absolutely critical to our era. And so the Chinese understand that. They put a lot of effort into it. They're behind us, thank God. But our lead is not wide.
And therefore, it's genuine with him. It's not just some game he's playing. This is important to his time in office.
He believes that he must destroy the United States. He's right. Made it very clear through propaganda. He's made it very clear through his speeches. And he cannot allow the U.S. to dominate the moon or Mars or low Earth orbit or anything else for that matter.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang on the eve of the conversation between the two world leaders. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.